We are looking at Google Finance, and we're going to use the free technical analysis capabilities of Google Finance. They're not the only ones who have it. We'll also take a look at Yahoo's, which has been destroyed. But there are many others. And there are also many pay websites and pay programs, software programs, that allow you to do technical analysis. As I've said in the presentation, I'm not a big fan of technical analysis, and I think that most folks who are using it are fooling themselves into thinking that this actually works, because we've already shown statistically that in the short term, stock prices are fairly random. So they are saying that, oh, no, by looking at these technical indicators, we can discern what the near-term or short-term stock price will be. Good luck is all I can say. And we have a bonus assignment that asks you to use any one of dozens of technical indicators, and all you really have to do is convince me that you know what you're doing. You don't actually have to know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing. So if you think you know what you're doing and can convince me that you know what you're doing, I guess I'll say, okay. And who knows, maybe you'll become the best technical analyst trader the world has ever seen, or somebody will say, oh, Piano doesn't know what he's talking about. Here, let me show you how to do it. If that's the case, ask them to show you their long-term results. Anyway, how do we do this? Well, let's take a look at a company, and I've already chosen one. It's called Newmont Mining. And what do? They dig up gold and copper and other metals out of the ground. And they're a global company, but they're based here in the States. And so I'm going to use the 10-year. And one of the cool things about the Google is that if you move the mouse wheel, I'm moving the mouse wheel back and forth, you can expand or contract the time, which I think is kind of cool. And then all these D's, right, dividends, right. So Google, again, along with others, places these technical indicators right on the graph. So we can say, okay, I want to see, and look at all these, I'm going to move this up so you can see all of them. These are just some of the different technical indicators. And how are you going to learn all these? Well, you can read a book about technical analysis. You can go to Investopedia or any of these websites that try to teach you about these things and play with them and see if you like them. We're going to use the simplest, and that's the simple moving average, because it is very simple. And it's also, I think, pretty easy to understand what's going on. So we're going to use the 50-day, and we're also going to use the 200-day. And the idea is you use one that is shorter than the other one, and you try to look at the interplay between the two. You could use the 15-day and the 50-day, or the we're using the 50 and the 200-day. And then what you go up here and see what happened? Google overlaid moving averages. Now, what's a moving average? Well, it is what it is, what it says. They go back 50 days and look at the average price, and then the next day they go back 50 days again. The average moves into the future. And then they compare that with the 200-day. So the red is the 50-day and the green is the 200-day. So when the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's supposed to be a bad sign. Well, back here in 2007, it went under, but actually it turns out that the stock price then went up. And then when it goes above, when the shorter one, in this case the 50-day, goes above the longer one, in this case the 200-day, that's supposed to be a good sign. Well, that turns out it was bad. It then plummeted in the 2009 recession, and then it wasn't until it had come back to pretty much where it was in 2007 before the 50-day went back above the 200-day. Well, in this case, there still was quite a bit of upside to be gained, right? So in that case, it kind of worked. And here, when the 50-day went below the 200-day, it turns out that that was actually a good time to sell. So in this case, it worked. The shorter one went above the longer one, and that was a good time to sell. But then when it comes back, it was already too late. By the time the 50-day came back above the 200-day, it was already too late. The stock had already popped, and now it goes down. So I think these are dubious at best. But that's me. Remember, there's going to be other people who are going to talk to you and say, oh, no, Planet doesn't know what he's doing here. You know, sign up for $50 a month, and we'll teach you how to do it. Anyway, so does this make sense? I hope so. Play with these things. Play with them. See which ones you like. Maybe you like the exponential moving average or the Bollinger Bands, very popular, the stochastic oscillators. What are they? Well, you have to research, right? And you decide whether you think you know what you're doing, and you can then try to convince me, because I'm going to ask you to do it with a couple of companies or one or two companies. Remember, I don't know what I'm doing, so as long as you try to convince me, even though you don't know what you're doing, I will probably say, most likely, probably 100%, that yes, you know what you're doing, even though you don't. Have fun, students. I hope you enjoy this, and if you do become the best technical analyst, please explain it to me,